come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 176 of the 8-Bit Geek. This podcast is a lot like a protein shake. It may not taste good going down, but in the end, it'll get you all them damn gains. Just ask them damn boys. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who know all about going down on each other.
Kevin!
Hold on.
Doug!
Nope. I've never shared a hotel room with Kevin, so...
Not yet.
I don't know anything
about... Never.
Well, Kevin somehow just... Well, he wants to probably share one because he screamed his name from the top of a rooftop.
We've got to separate the snoring cavemen. So,
it's your fucking punishment for being goddamn chainsaw or is in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, I promise.
No, that's
listen,
Jer. Jer is the sleep eater.
I don't know why Kevin. Kevin seems to think that he's like a perfect man who doesn't make any sound. Listen, you're not okay. He thinks that he is a mouse who snores and just goes, hee, hee.
You are
almost as loud as I am.
Almost as loud.
Almost. See, almost. You still tip the scale of decibels. Like, you still keep people up.
I am the lesser of two evils.
Yes, you are. I will admit that I make the most noise. But I think that we should make a pact, okay? I think that if we lose weight, our snores won't be as loud.
All right, so we have to lose 90 pounds by next con.
And that's...
Got a year, man.
We got a year. Ashley put me on a strict diet today. We both are going hard at it again. And because I did lose that 20 pounds, but then I gained back 10. And so now I got to lose another 10 to be back where I was.
Well, good luck, sir.
Good luck to you. Wait, but you didn't agree to it.
Well, good luck, sir. No, my doctor said I have to lose 10 pounds by the end of the year, so that ain't shit. I could probably lose 10 pounds in a month if I wanted. So,
but you don't want to.
Well, I want to.
Because you.
He likes living dangerously. If he ain't every day seconds away from death, he ain't living.
Right? See?
He's like, I got all the pills I need to keep me alive.
Some people have skydiving. I have binge eating. Come on.
When's fifth meal?
Yeah, right? Got to eat like a hobbit.
Well, if you like all this banter, you can always subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes, our home network, Audio Boom. They're so gracious to us. Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and I have an announcement. I have an announcement.
He's pregos.
Oh, yes.
By next week, we will be on... Hey, what's that thing called? Spotify.
Yeah.
We will be on Spotify. It's a very limited amount of podcasts that they accept into that program, and yours truly has been accepted.
Yeah. Just here, not just, the rest of us.
Just this show.
Just me.
Just this show.
Now, I'm working. I'm not certain if all the shows are going to be accepted, but this one is for sure.
Just this show.
Doug's like, don't let anyone else in.
No, I'm gonna. Rain's freaking out in the chat. No, Rain, ain't you?
Oh.
So, but soon
you specifically.
You specifically. Any show that you're involved with? No.
I'm just kidding. Their new show, by the way, if you haven't heard it yet, is Brainberry Farts. No.
Brainberry Clarks.
Bristleberry.
Mayberry.
Mach 2 4. Is Terry's
Paul Blart
Mall Blart
yes. Call cops
it's really good, like I fucking listen. Apparently it's really good, and the first episode's out. You should go listen to it now. It's currently on our 8-Bit Bits channel. Mm-hmm. So make sure you go check that
and
out,
and it's blowing up.
It's doing really good.
Good. So you should check that out. Also, you can check us out every Monday live here on Twitch. And we're recording right now live. Hello, everybody out there on Twitch. And you can come by and hang out with us as well. You can also do one thing, which would help us tremendously. You can support us on Patreon. It helps pay for a lot of overhead for the new shows, like we just launched one, content, and sending us to Comic-Cons around the country. And so we're saving 5,000 this year. We're already about 500 in, and we're going towards it quick.
If you're watching the Twitch stream right now, you'll see the number up above. It says about 451 ish. We're close to that. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, we're getting pretty close.
Because that does not count the fees that Twitch alerts takes out and PayPal and stuff. So it's maybe just a few bucks less than that. But we're about 450 on our way to 5,000. If you are watching the stream, feel free to donate if you so choose.
That's donate $1, donate $1,000, donate $5,000. It's all going towards a good cause of getting us more promotion. And
I'll do $5 shots. I ain't got nothing to lose. Fuck this show.
They donate $5,000. He's like, that's $5,000 worth of shots.
That would be amazing, and I would literally.
I'm gonna space these out over the next year, okay? So
no. I would literally sit with you at the ER, Doug, because I would. You would have to do at least 100 shots tonight.
Oh no, no.
Just give him a rum chata IV. Yeah.
It's 1,000. That'd be 1,000 shots. No, I'm not. That no.
Also, we have a new $25 option. It's called the Street Team. We replaced, since we opened our own shirt store, it's kind of hard to promise everything that we make. We were going to be making things and then releasing them one by one and sending them out to our $25 option users. But, we've changed that since we're opening an actual store. Street Team, essentially you get to choose one of our shirts, and then we send you some promotional material, a whole bunch of cards, a whole bunch of stickers, a whole bunch of patches and everything like that, and spread the word and love around your city.
And I think we haven't really talked about this, but I think it'd be a good idea if someone does do the $25 an episode and they continue doing it over time, that like anytime they go to a convention or anytime they do anything like that, if they need new material, I say we just go ahead and send it to them for 25 mm-hmm. bucks an episode. I think that's pretty fair.
Oh yeah, that's pretty fair. Yeah.
Yeah. And this came from, and we'll say thank you. It was to our Twitter follower, Ahmed. Was it Wolfgang? What was his name? Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Alexander.
Thank you. Almost said Alexander Wolfgang. And he's the one who contacted us, and he kind of got the idea because he's their first member of the Street Team, and he's going to be passing out flyers and stuff at his DeLorean at San Diego Comic Con next week in 10 days. Mm-hmm. So that is. Fucking awesome.
It is Alexander Wolfgang.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was right.
So big shout out to you, buddy. Thank you so much for hooking it up and saying that you wanted to work for nothing.
Yeah. Well, he got a free shirt, man.
He got a free shirt. That's true.
And it was one of our new designs.
Ooh.
New stuff.
New stuff coming out. That's coming out this Thursday. We're going to be launching the new store. I know that we already launched one, but it's version 2.0. Mm-hmm. We move pretty quick around here. We see what we don't like, we see what doesn't work, and then we fix it. So version 2.0 of the store is launching this Thursday. Be ready for it, because we're going to have 4 or 5 new t-shirt options for you. We're going to introduce also ladies t-shirts, and then we're also going to be introducing some sleeping pants, some lounge pants.
I can't wait to get those. You sent a picture of them earlier, and I was like, I want to be in those pants right now.
Yeah, and
I want to be wearing those pants right now.
Oh, I thought you sent you that other picture, and you're like, I want to be in those pants.
Well,
I sent him my pants. Yeah, a picture of my pants.
Right, the sleeping pants.
Yeah, and so those are going to be great. I swear to God, I'm bringing those to conventions, and I'm wearing them around at nighttime around the or the
thank God.
Fucking hotel.
I really want a design, because I saw like the design that you sent us, or like it wasn't our design, it was someone else, but it had that the mm-hmm. logo kind of up on the upper thigh mm-hmm. kind of area. I just want one that says meh, just meh, just big old meh right there, just
right across your butt cheeks.
Yeah, well, that'd be funny too. But that way, when people look at your crotch, they're just like, yeah, meh,
yeah. And then when your wife still looks at it, it's just meh.
Yeah,
I've heard that since my 20s.
Oh,
oh. We played that game earlier this week. All right. Every week we like to kick off the show with something called Misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the Misconnection section of Craigslist and read them in funny voices. These are completely real. We don't edit them, although we do ad lib, but we definitely can't make this up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Whenever this song comes on, I instantly just get transported to just that sexy feeling.
It's always nice when you have it ready to go.
Yeah, right?
I've only
That's very rare.
Guys, this is 176 episodes. I've missed it maybe 25 episodes, okay?
So we only started using this music about 75 episodes
ago. Shut up, Doug! Hey, speaking of, we should have talked about this before, but we're getting new music in 24 episodes.
Yes,
it's very daunting because you're like, oh, 24 episodes, that's not too long. No, that is not that far away.
It's not that far away.
I guess it's like 6 months.
We're gonna give you guys a hint too. Do you guys like Cisco?
Do you like thongs?
Yeah.
Do you like songs?
Dun 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 dun. 8-bit.
Let's just say we're good friends with Cisco.
Hell yeah. No. All right, so. Sean Pennis, are you in the building?
Hello, fellas.
Oh, hello, Sean.
Hey, I heard that you're making new shirts. I think you should have one that literally just says, hello, fellas.
That's a good deal.
That's a pretty good deal.
I don't know who that would sell to, though, if it just says, hello, fellas.
Hello, fellas.
Oh, my God, no. Yeah, maybe that'd just be a lady shirt.
Yeah, oh, duh.
Or, no, sorry, it's 2016.
Or maybe even some ladies' sleep pants.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh
my God, that's where we need the hashtags on, or all the sleeping pants. Forget the t-shirts, it's just hashtag wolfcock.
Oh gosh.
I don't think that'll go well on pants.
Hold on, actually, let's look over this. Things that might go good on sleep pants. We'll get to Sean in just a second.
Okay.
Hashtag squat party.
Ooh, good.
Oh, yeah, God.
That's good.
Hashtag Sega dick.
Uh-huh. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Hashtag show me what you're working with.
Hashtag show me what you're doing.
Yeah.
Hashtag dick bouquet.
Man, yeah.
Hashtag beaver balls. What is butt gutter? When the fuck was that ever one?
Did we ever use butt gutter?
I don't know if we did.
We did use hashtag... big plumper dumper wiggle a jiggle.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Wow, yeah, that was oh man.
My God, I'm so glad you wrote that down.
Hashtag power fuck.
Oh.
Hashtag your cunt wife.
Oh yeah.
97.
Hey, by the
hashtag
way,
hashtag Kevin W cunt.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And hashtag dim dim boys.
Dim dim boys. If you're a new listener to this show,
we apologize.
Those are all the hashtags that we've said over the last year, and we're collecting them all. So go back and listen. You'll
Ann
hear
says, I don't know. I have it written down. Like, where's the vagina Kraken come from? Is that our show?
Oh, yeah, that's our show. Yeah, we did that too.
How drunk have I been during our show?
I don't remember. Swallow them up. Swallow them up. Sorry. Okay. I was like, swallow them up? What the fuck?
That is now one.
I feel like this may be from Legends with Rain, because I feel like these are a lot of Rain hashtags.
Tombfucker is from my stream when I was playing Tomb Raider.
Okay.
That's specifically from mine, but...
Okay, let's get back to Sean.
Sorry, hold on, let me go.
Sean, come back in here.
Sean.
Hello, fellas.
Oh, hey again.
Hey, Sean, welcome back.
So this is my misconnection this week. It comes from Boise, Idaho. This is to the gorgeous blonde named Amanda.
Hello.
My body is athletic. My height is a stunning 6'3".
Damn.
And I'm married.
Oh.
Congratulations, Sean.
Hey, congrats.
Sometimes I mention it, sometimes I don't. Depends on how I feel it might go. Amanda, you live in the same neighborhood as me. I can't take it anymore. You are so damn beautiful. I see you go to the pool with your kids, and sometimes I'll just go over there so I can check you out.
That's weird.
Only reason I know your name is because I heard someone say it at the pool one day.
That's really awkward. Weird, too.
I also see you out for jogs around the neighborhood. Nope, that definitely says jugs.
like how you had to look at the, you had to do a close up of the screen.
I believe I may have let something slip out there. You are the sexiest MILF I have ever seen. If you, for some crazy reason, see this, please respond. I know you're in a relationship, but I would be satisfied with just joining you for your jugs or a nice swim.
I don't think that was autocorrect. Oh, God. Sean, you're killing me.
Like, this is not a small jogs, now, right? Like, that's definitely not a you.
Now when I go on jogs, I definitely just want to use jugs. Hey, you want to go on a jugs?
Oh. Like, holy God.
Oh, God. I'm dead.
All right. Mine is a woman for a male. I've been working on this voice for a long time. Mine does start with a name as well. It's the only way I can get into character. Ryan!
Oh. I don't think he's here yet. This perfect. He's going to love this later.
Ryan, I look for you in everyone. Sorry for being such fucking weird and not knowing how to handle a crush. I don't have many regrets, but that is one of them. I wish I could have actually gotten to know you, Ryan. I wish I could go back in time and fix everything. I don't know what it is about you that draws me in. I still dream about you all these years later. There's something magical about you. Did you ever feel the connection? Do you still think about me? Or am I just crazy? I don't even know where to go anymore. Hello? Is this not a telephone? Ryan? Hello? Oh my Anyways, God. Call your mother. I love ya.
It makes it a little creepy. Makes it a little creepy.
Yeah.
But like, it's not like super sexual or anything. Oh, except for the I don't know how to handle a crush.
Still dream about you all these years later.
Well, that could just be a really like overprotective mother.
Yeah, come home.
It's the crush part at the end that I think really. But like, yeah, it's fair. It could be a Jewish mother for sure.
Kev, I don't have a Walmart for you this week, buddy.
What? You mean to tell me Walmart went a whole week without some like some crazy activities?
I'm telling you that. I checked it 3 days in a row, buddy. So you get this one.
It's kind of been a crazy week out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe the normal clientele were a little busy doing other things.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But everyone's out playing fucking Pokemon.
That's not what I was going to say, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's other things too happening.
There's a lot of other big things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing Pokemon Go too, man. It's pretty sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just say I got to catch them all like all those girls, you know. Check this out. Speaking of, I went to Maya this week. So I'm seeking a Maya mommy with a baby sling.
Mm.
Male for women. This is at Urbana Maya. I'm not looking for a hookup or anything like that. Just a cup of coffee, maybe. It was several weeks ago. I keep feeling our encounter was a bit too brief. You had about 200 boxes of Cheerios and seriously one-handed baby handling skills. Because you only had one hand, it's cool. That's what I'm into.
But 200 boxes in the other.
If you can tell me who I am, maybe something we chatted about. I'm a little drunk. That'll let me know I'm not crazy for posting this. Yours truly, the Velvet Jones.
Conversations.
No, it ain't there. It's not even
top
there.
Box office, U.S. There it is.
Yeah. U.S. Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Did you guys go see Secret Life of Pets?
No.
Nope.
How about Legends of Tarzan?
Nope.
Mike and Dave Need a Wedding Date?
Nope.
No.
Sultan?
The Sultan?
Nothing? Okay. Well those movies came out this week and they debuted nicely. Secret Life of Pets made $103 million.
Yeah, it did.
So
what the hell was that? Did that, like...
It was the animated movie that looked really cute.
It did look cute, but I didn't think it was that, like... I didn't think everyone wanted to go see it.
There was one trailer that we saw, and I don't remember if it was before we saw the Key and Peele movie.
Keanu.
I think that may have been that trailer where I remember being like, okay, that actually looks pretty funny. And I remember, I'm pretty sure it was that movie. We were all like laughing at the trailer because it was pretty stupid.
I don't know. All I'm saying is guys that look like me cannot go to see movies like that without actual children with us.
Or you could just sit next to a child and be like, is it cool if me and you hang out?
You don't mind if I get really into this movie.
You want to share some popcorn?
Are you looking for Pokemon? You could totally get in my van and try to go find like a Charmander or something.
Pika Pika.
Pika this. Oh, I found a Dig Dug. It was in my pants. You're like.
It's getting very close to Batman territory.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is just, it goes deeper and deeper into Batman.
Hey, do you like trouser snakes? Spit my mouth.
And this is why we haven't seen that movie. We're not around. We can't be around kids within 500 yards. 1,000 for Jeremy.
Especially if you say spit my mouth.
Yeah. And that's how he got kicked out of the matinee movie.
No one was in there either.
Say it to himself.
Say it to myself.
He brought his little sock puppet.
Q in the chat asks, what the fuck am I listening to?
Well,
the greatest entertainment of the year. Boy.
Are you not entertained?
I know you're laughing. I know he's doing one of these numbers where, because have you ever seen QE really get into his laugh? Like he starts like up close because he's playing, and then he starts laughing, and then he like moves backwards.
And you're trying to say he falls off his chair?
No, he just makes a backwards smoke. And then because he goes, fucking Jer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's funny. You know what? Okay, hold on. Very interesting fact that I learned about QE while we were at Comic Palooza. Apparently that motherfucker's 6'4".
Yeah, that's hard to believe. Here, stand up for us, QE.
Like, I understand, like, you know, you're in front of a screen. People see you, like, you know, these little boxes. So, mm-hmm. You know, they don't seem like they have any height or anything. But, yeah, man, I swear
really
to
5'3".
God. I thought QE was 5'3".
Dude.
And to find out that fool's like a foot taller than that, I was like, get the fuck out of here. No, he isn't.
I talked to him about it, and the reason why he looks so small behind his desk is he bought mega chairs and mega desks just to make himself look smaller. He got the idea from The Office.
Not a terrible idea. I don't know. It was one of those, like, I think Ryan was like, yeah, I saw him, like, he was putting up his green screen or something, and he was standing next to his door frame, and he was just as tall as the door.
It was like when Gandalf meets the hobbits.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so yeah, he's clearly living in the hobbit hole. Like, he's not in a real house because they don't have houses in Canada.
They don't live in hobbit holes. They build them That's all true. Into the side of the mountains. So,
I've seen Scott Pilgrim. I know it's up.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. There's no good way to segue
there's
here.
There's no segue.
No, there's
that.
No good way to segue. So I was going to mention that there's been a lot of summer movies that have bombed this year. Like Independence Day has only made $91 million. BFG was supposed to be a big hit. Like all these movies that have come out, you know, Legends of Tarzan. So I was going to ask, like, what reasons do you guys think that all these sequels are failing to find an audience? And there's an interesting article that says that a lot of these are sequels that no one asked for or wanted, like Now You See Me 2, Alice Through the Looking Glass, The Huntsman, Independence Day, or are we suffering from like sequel fatigue, mm-hmm. and people just don't care about the characters? So I kind of wanted to get your take, like, what is it? Why do you think people are just not going to the, or is it that it costs $50 to go to the fucking movies?
I don't think it's the tickets, and I don't think it's this. I don't think it's sequel fatigue. I don't think it's those two things, because look at Star Wars, right? I mean, that's technically a sequel. No, it is a long-awaited sequel, but also, like, Captain America. Like, we have one of those movies every fucking year, and yet it still continuously makes a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, but so. I think those are good stories, though. Like, it actually has to do with a good script.
But well, okay, but you don't know necessarily unless you go see it. I mean, you can guess. Now You See Me Too, probably not a good movie. Like Alice in Wonderland Through the Looking Glass, probably a shit movie. Like you can kind of guess through the trailers and whatnot, but like you don't know until you see it. So it's some of those. I feel like the people, they didn't care for the first ones. They're not. You have to make them care for the second one, and I don't. I think that's where they're failing.
Even with Ninja Turtles, like Ninja Turtles was the first one, everyone was just like, eh. But the second one, they actually put a lot of thought behind to try to please the fans, and the fans still didn't show up.
Which is weird. It's unfortunate for that particular movie. Like I said, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really cool.
I did too. I'd said back when we were talking about it, I said it was like the 90s cartoon come to life.
Yeah.
Essentially. I mean, still
besides Michael Bay, Michael Baying it up,
right? And besides the turtles looking like fucking weirdos, but
they all look like the shitty Freddy Kruegers from the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. Yeah. Burnt up face, yeah. No lips,
yeah, with sunglasses on.
Yeah,
But what do you think? What do you think the reason is, Kev?
I mean, I was gonna single out Independence Day. You could say it was a sequel people wanted at one point, and then they knew that they weren't getting it. They moved on. It's like if Half-Life 3 comes out in like 30 years when civilization has already died.
Wait, we're dying in 30 years?
Like everyone's like, oh, that probably would have been cool like, 20, 30 years ago, but...
I think people stopped caring about the Independence Day sequel when Will Smith said he wasn't coming back.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. And sometimes the trailers ruin it. I mean, we've all seen movies that they would show the best parts in the trailer and we'd go see the movie. And it's like, that was it. Batman versus Superman is prime example of that. They gave away their best like scenes in the damn previews. So it's like less is more. And it seems like a lot of these sequels are a lot of these movies that came out this summer are just really desperate to get people in the theater. So they're going to show like 3/4 of the movie just in that little like 1 minute clip,
Yeah, I agree. Less is more. I mean, you got to think of like the movie Cloverfield. Like think about when that movie came out, like that trailer gave you fucking nothing. And like everyone went to go see it because if they didn't mind the shaky cam aspect of the movie, like everyone went to go see it because it was just like, okay, I got to know what this fucking movie's about because they didn't show you anything.
Yeah. And Cabin in the Woods as well. Cabin in the Woods was nobody knew what it was. They thought it was just some kind of like cheesy Evil Dead ripoff. And then if you went and saw it, you were blown away by it.
Yeah. But The thing is though, like, the kids... Okay, so when we saw Independence Day, it's just like now we're all fucking old, and the kids don't know anything about Independence Day. They don't know about the first one.
Well, they don't know about Ghostbusters. They don't know about Teenage... They didn't... Oh, never mind. Take that back about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And Ghostbusters, you could take that back too, because that's kind of a classic that every kid gets shown by their parents at some point.
What, Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Or Ninja Turtles? Both.
Ghostbusters.
Both, really, right?
Yeah, both. Yeah.
But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles still has cartoons out, so...
That's true. Nickelodeon's still working on its franchise.
Yeah. And those cartoons are pretty badass. Mm-hmm. I sit there and watch those with Colin, so...
Yeah.
But I think that has a lot to do with it because, I mean, 10 years pass and we have a whole new generation. Shit, that movie's been... It's been 25 years, right? 20, 25?
What, for Independence Day?
Yeah.
I think it came out in 94 or 95. So, about 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's I understand that kind of made it make sense where it's like it's taken that long for us as a civilization to adapt to that technology. Like, I can understand it as a story point of view. But, yeah, it's one of those that should have been made in, like, 2004, and not...
And plus the
like
star 10 power.
Years later.
Do you think the star power was a problem, too? If they had Will Smith, do you think it would have been a hit?
Yes. I mean, not a hit, but it would have been a lot better.
It would have had more momentum going into it. Remember, this movie came out and no one really knew. They probably would have put a lot more into their marketing knowing that Will Smith was going to be there to help promote.
Yeah. I mean, look at Suicide Squad. Like,
that shit is going to be the bomb.
Hopefully. Like, but I feel like that's a movie that's going to make a lot of money because people are really curious to go see it because they're obviously curious to see a new Joker. Everyone's really excited to see a Harley Quinn. But the star power behind it's awesome. It's really good.
It just seems like a good film.
The trailers have done a good job by like not giving you a whole lot. Like, I mean, you kind of know what's going on.
They didn't show you Doomsday.
And that, and I think with Zack Snyder only having his hand as a producer in this movie is what's going to save this one. And I would not be surprised if this movie makes more money than Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, it's going to happen.
you're going to happen.
Promise?
We were talking about Ghostbusters. So the producer has come out and said that the new franchise will be endless. So they're planning for this thing to go on forever. And we're going to get an extended edition as well when it comes to Blu-ray. So that's kind of cool. And there's been early reviews that state that the movie's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Even your boy Kevin Smith was actually saying good things about it.
Yeah, I listened to that podcast. Yeah. And he said that it probably will not... the people who are hating on it, probably it won't save this movie for them because they'll just hate on it more. And Doug, you actually showed something earlier today. Somebody's actually like actively going after it, even though it's getting good reviews.
Yeah, it was on Reddit. It was one of the top posts was saying like, how the fuck do we destroy this movie? Like everything that we've done so far to try to make people not care about this movie, like all these reviews are coming out and they're kind of starting to like over like just bury all of our reviews about how it sucked. Like, what can we do to make sure no one sees this piece of shit movie? And it's totally those like douchebag fuckholes that are just like, oh, there's no men in this. Like, fuck that. This is gonna be a piece of shit. Like, no, fuck you. You're a sexist, like piece of trash.
Yeah,
go back to your fucking cave, you troll. Right
now, I'm full cards on the table. I've been hating this movie since they've announced it.
Me too.
Because of the fact, because it's not a
sequel.
Continuation of the movie. It's a reboot. And that was my whole hatred for it.
That's what Kevin Smith said, too. He goes, if there's one thing that I could change, it's the fact that I wanted it to connect to the other universe. Mm-hmm. And this is a complete reboot, and it didn't need to be. Like, it doesn't. It could have just been passing the torch.
Yeah.
But I think that also... Remember when this movie first was announced, and they announced a men's version as well that was a continuation? And so I think that is probably why this is in a different universe. It's its own separate thing. And then they scrapped the whole men idea thing too as well. So I think it just kind of got fucked by that.
Yeah. I mean, it comes down to it. I'll give it a try. I'll go see it. I like Melissa McCarthy. I like Kristen Wiig. I love, I can't even think of her name, but the chick that's still on SNL.
Oh,
I mean,
the black chick.
No,
are they both still on?
Yeah, they're both still on SNL. And honestly, I think they're Leslie Jones is one of the best things of SNL. I love her characters. Like, she does a great job. And I think they're all McKinnon. Kate McKinnon.
I don't mean to interrupt here. You made a mistake. I think you meant to say you love her character, but you said characters.
I'm talking about on SNL.
Yeah, me too.
She plays different characters on SNL.
Oh.
But what I'm saying is, like, they're all really funny people, really funny human beings, if you want to. Like, I don't really put sex into it because, once again, Bridesmaids was fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah,
I don't care what you say. So I'm completely fine with them. I just hope that the story, being a reboot and everything, doesn't just do for the whole same old song and dance, trying to recreate the movie, yet calling it, or, you know, just being like, oh, no, it's something totally new for a new generation. And then they're basically recreating all the scenes from Ghostbusters, the original.
I heard, or I read, it was Polygon's review of it. And they said that it was like a retelling, but it wasn't like the cheap remake where it's just like, you know, like what you're saying, where it's just like, okay, you guys have literally not done anything new with this. Mm-hmm. They say it's like very similar, but it also...
Yeah, because you have, and this is not a spoiler, it's been everywhere. Stay Puft Marshmallow Man returns. So does Slimer. And so you see a lot of the same things
exactly
happening.
and a lot of them have the same roles as the
they're in the library in the beginning of the movie, there's a lot of the stuff that is very similar.
And they did say like this movie is not going to be like an instant classic like Ghostbusters was, but it does not fail to it is fun and it does not fail to entertain. And that's from Polygon. I mean, you take or leave it depending if you care for their reviews, but I mean, I do, so I'm gonna go see it.
I'm gonna go see it too. I think that our generation needs to just separate and just say, this isn't fucking for us anymore. This is for the young kids. This is for the teenagers. It's not for us old fucking men holding on.
I don't think it's necessarily that. Like, I mean, maybe on the Ninja Turtle aspect of things, because like, Yeah, there was some stuff in the new one that was for us. It was very much, like you said, a callback to the 90s TV show, for sure. But there's also, again, like some of it you're just like, okay, this is totally for my son. You know, this isn't for me. But I think there's a part where we need to split and say, like, this is for some old douchebag, you know, like, who's not, this is not for some old douchebag who can't get over the fact that a woman is playing a Ghostbuster. Like, I think that's what the split is. Not that this is not for me. It's like that this is for, this is just, the world has changed. And like, I don't know. I don't think there's room anymore for the people who can't see women doing men's jobs, I guess. That sort of thing. I think that those people need to go away.
Yeah.
So I'll give this movie a shot. Like, my problem isn't that the women, my problem is what we've already said, that this is like a reboot in a universe that doesn't need to be rebooted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the woman thing is universally accepted here at 8-Bit. Thumbs up. It's just that it just needs to be good now. Just needs to be good.
Now, are you guys going to go see it?
Yeah, we both said yeah, absolutely. For sure. Like, why not?
The CG looked awesome. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, the shots of, like, the circus, like, ghost walking down fucking, not, I was going to say Broadway, whatever that is. Times Square. Looks fucking awesome. I love that ghosty, glowy look. Looked amazing.
I was a little skeptical from all of how the ghosts look too, like, funny. I want scary ghosts. I don't want happy ghost.
You got to think, though, when they're making this movie, they do, like Doug said, they have more kids in mind for this than they do adults.
I know,
adults.
And that's the thing. That's one of the things that I need to step aside from my childhood is, like, I remember the fucking courtroom scene.
Yeah, that was Ghostbuster 2, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember the fucking ghost from even the library. And then I look at the new one, and I see... like the dragon sitting on the shoulders, and I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing too. You got to think about this time frame wise. In the 80s, there was no PG-13. So even in PG terms, they can get away with it being scary. And they even said shit a bunch of times in Ghostbusters.
They smoked and drank.
Yeah. So today, when you release a literal PG film, you're not having any of that. I don't even know if this is PG-13.
It's got to be PG-13.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know, to go on to say, like, the things that aren't as scary, like, in this one as maybe they were originally, like, we've seen the design of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, like, fucking fangs and shit. Like, he's a little creepier looking than he was originally. Yeah, like, originally, true. He just looked like he came straight off the fucking, like, marshmallow can or whatever.
Yeah, PG-13, by the way.
And also the ghost that vomits on them, she's like, oh, lovely. And then fucking skull-faced McScary just... No, terrifying. If I'm 8 years old, what came out of her mouth just came out of my fucking pants.
Oh, wow. All green and stuff? Oh, you might have gone and seen somebody about that.
Well, it's the poop that just evacuated my body.
Well, you shouldn't have Taco Bell before the movie.
I know. I gotta learn. No fucking Taco Bell before the movie.
The point I was making
period.
They were able, in the 80s, they were able to get away with a lot more scarier stuff, even though it was kind of geared toward kids. Like, look at Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, books that were infamously scary because of their illustrations. Lately, I want to say, what was it, 6 or 7 years ago, they wanted to remake the book, reissue it, and they completely dumbed down the artwork in it to where it looked more like anime and more friendly. It's just, that's the time we live in now. So even, like, if they're going to keep it scary looking, it's probably going to go for a rated R, or it's probably going to, you know, be judged on a different level than making the kind of scary yet cartoony ghosts of today. Basically, people be sensitive.
Yeah.
It totally depends on what they give the rating. You said PG-13. Mm-hmm. I feel like you can get away with a little more in PG-13 than maybe, you know... Because Debbie in the chat says a ghost giving Dan Aykroyd head in his sleep is in the original isn't going to make it in this movie.
Exactly.
I don't know. There's a part of me that thinks that maybe there could be some ghost head giving, because it could. Dude, one of the girls sheets over her. You see it raise up and then close up of her face. It could totally fucking happen.
And it's like, Dan Aykroyd.
And it's
as a ghost. Giving the head now.
What?
Who?
I'm sorry.
Dan Aykroyd going down on Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm about to go down on you.
And that's funny. That's the name of this week's episode. Dan Aykroyd going down on Melissa McCarthy.
Nope. We'll get negative listens.
Negative listens.
Come in here and drink some of my vodka.
Skullhead vodka.
Crystal skull vodka. That's even better. It's like Indiana Jones.
Battlefield is coming out with a TV series from Paramount. Oh,
I thought you were going to say a sequel.
That too.
Well, yeah.
It so
technically is, huh?
The video game franchise is very popular, I guess, and it's going to be made into a TV series, which would cost a lot of money, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you said Battlefield, and my brain told me Battleship, and I was thinking Rihanna.
I still have not seen that movie, nor do I know what the hell happened.
You don't need to. There were aliens. It made no sense.
Oh, no. What? Oh, no.
So basically, did they make it a trilogy like Tetris?
No. Oh, good. I'm reading this story, and I thought something bad was about to happen. It said back in 2012, Sony and Happy Madison were working on an hour-long action comedy.
Didn't that show up on Netflix?
But that didn't happen, so that's good.
Oh, okay, because like there's an action, weird action movie with like Sandler and
it's fucking... called Battlefield Bad Company for the hour long thing. I guess that didn't ever happen.
Yeah, because Bad Company was a bit of a comedy in the game too. Yeah. If you played it,
that
the
was
story
a fantastic,
mode,
fantastic, fantastic series. It only got
Bad
two
Company
games.
Two was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It needed. I don't know why they never came out with a third. I guess it didn't sell well.
They wanted to get more real with it. It seemed like Bad Company 1 and 2 were more cartoony, cartoony and
fun.
Yeah, but I mean, they wanted to go more realistic because Call of Duty was selling billions of copies.
I know. Let's see. Here's a non-story that is made. So here's a... Okay. So here's a marketing story that Doug believes it's a marketing story. I'll go with
it. I don't know. I don't know about it anymore.
When I first brought it up, he was very meh about it. And we're talking about George Takei and how now Sulu is gay. And then so it's come out that Sulu's gay. And it was kind of a nod to George because, well, he's been gay for, you know, his whole life. And he played a straight character. Sulu was straight. So George came out and said it's really unfortunate. And he thought that it was kind of ruining the original vision of the character. So
yeah,
Simon...
But Gene Roddenberry, he said it went against Gene Roddenberry's vision for the character. But, like, I don't know. I feel like... And he, in his interview, he goes on to say that, like, that he had talked with Gene Roddenberry. And, like, I guess maybe he knew that he was gay. I guess he knew because I guess they were like close, but like, and that like they even talked about making him gay, but like they had just gotten like the lowest rated episode of their show up to that point was the interracial kiss between Captain Kirk and
once again and a different time
exactly, and that's why they didn't do it. And so it's kind of like, but he's like, so we made him straight, and like, and I don't know, like I feel, and I we'll get to there. Simon Pegg agrees that like if the show is being made today and Gene Roddenberry was still around to give his, you know, or to direct or write and all that stuff, that he thinks that they probably would make Sulu gay.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know.
So Simon Pegg, who wrote the script, came back and said he respectfully disagrees. And then something popped up just yesterday, right? Doug, what was it that popped up that said, where you were like, ouch. Do you remember?
Oh, I don't
do you
remember
what it was? It was
it was a picture that he posted. Let me hold on.
Simon,
I sent it in the chat. Can you find it in the chat? I sent a picture.
For it now.
Simon, okay. My son is, I think, throwing a golf ball against my office door, so I'm getting distracted.
why is there a golf ball in your house? When's the last time you went golfing?
Okay, the people who owned the house before us left a plant, and they left two golf balls in the pot that it was, and a couple, yeah, he's definitely doing that. And a couple weeks ago, he pulled up on it and then pulled them out and now just throws them around.
So Simon at Simon Pegg released a photo here that says, tradition is the enemy of change.
Yeah, and what it does, it shows characters that have been changed. So you have the new Sulu, who would be gay. They have Black Hermione from Cursed Child, the new Harry Potter play. Because that had a lot of outroar too, where people were like, but she's fucking white. Well, she's white in the movies, but they never specifically say in the books. And then the third one is Miss Marvel, because obviously Captain Marvel was was a man for years and then made her a woman, and that caused a lot of uproar as well. So it's one of those, like, because something is some way for so long doesn't mean that, like, that's the best way to do it. And, like, right. that hinders change and progression. So I don't know. I am 100% on Simon Pegg's. I think it's for a character who has never said that he was straight on the show, that it was in, like, a book that came out after the original series ended, that he was married and had a daughter, that, like, even if it's considered canon, this universe has been reset in, like, mm-hmm. the chaos theory, like a butterfly flaps its wings and then, like, there's a fucking monster. Like, one little thing changed and everything. Mm-hmm. Like Flashpoint Paradox, even.
Yeah.
Barry goes back in time, loses his powers, he comes back, and Thomas Wayne is Batman. Like, shit changes, right?
Can we use that?
And Martha's Joker.
And Martha's Joker.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we do that, though? Can we say that the reason why this happened was Flashpoint Paradox?
Yeah, this is, well, that's the whole point of this movie. Sulu's gay. Whole movie franchise. Also, like, and another thing, like, look at the bad guy that's in this movie. The bad guy in this movie is being played by Idris Elba, however you want to say it. Is, you guys remember the worst fight in Star Trek history? Yeah, the lizard thing that he fights. That's like super slow mo.
Oh yeah, and
that's,
it's like
the bad
big,
guy
and the big
in this
rock.
Fucking movie.
The big rock.
Yeah. That's the bad guy in this movie. So shit is clearly changing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, whatever side you choose, it's silly because he literally, it's one line in the film where he goes, please tell my husband and my child that I love them or something, blah, blah, blah. That's it. And that's how he comes out as being gay in the film. So it really doesn't change anything. In 20 years when they reboot this thing again, they can make him straight if they want.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be gay in 20 years.
Yeah, so. Everyone will be gay in 20 years. Hashtag
it'll be,
that.
They'll make him straight, and that'll be controversial.
Right.
So straight dudes, get your loving in now.
Because in 20 years, we're all gay. Hashtag gay in 20 years.
Hashtag gay in 20 years.
I don't know.
Write that down, Ants.
I'm really curious to hear what our listeners think, because it is such a – it's a split where there are people that are, like, super hardcore Star Trek fans, and they are about, like, well, that's what Gene Roddenberry – wanted. Like, that's why some people just hate this franchise, because it's like they just undid everything that Gene Roddenberry did in his movies and his TV show. And then this apartment is just like, yep, yeah, but it's fucking 40 years later, guys. Like, shit is different now.
And then add on top of that the fact that they're not allowing fan films to happen. It's just the whole, like, the hardcore Star Trek fans are in just in a fucking uproar. So if this movie does not make $100 million in the first couple weeks, I wouldn't be surprised, just because the hardcore fans, I don't think, are gonna come out.
They will. I mean, that's just the way it is. They're gonna support Star Trek. Link says something good too, and he's like, it is Star Trek, so they did kind of explore a lot of issues in the show that were pretty progressive for their time, which they did. I mean, it was the first interracial kiss. There was a lot of stuff on those shows.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I disagree with what Takei is saying. Is that he's saying that he thinks it goes against Roddenberry's vision? I completely disagree. For a TV producer that, like, was taking sci-fi and making it so progressive on TV in the late '60s, mm-hmm. like at this crazy fucking time, and literally took a risk at making the interracial kiss. I mean, it wasn't the first one on TV, but it was one of the first. And again, worst rated episode in the history of the show. Like, the lowest rated was that episode. Like, I don't feel that this move in this current movie is something that it, like, shames him or his legacy, or it was something that he would disagree with. And I think I don't understand why I feel that Sulu thinks that maybe, or Takei, whatever, it feels that it's a,
so, yeah, well, let's just call him Sulu.
I couldn't think of his last name for a second, so just call him Sulu. I feel that, like, maybe he thinks that it's more of a publicity stunt to make him gay, and like, maybe that's where he feels like, I don't agree with this, and so, but I'm not gonna say that it's me, I'm gonna blame it on a dead guy sort of thing, because I totally disagree, and I feel that, like, he's overstepping a little bit to say, I feel like he's hurting it more than he's helping it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. let's see, Mike Judd thinks that Beavis and Butthead could return in a live-action film.
No, can a live-action TV series.
Well, yeah, or TV series. Yeah, TV
can
series.
Can we, real quick,
no.
fan cast Beavis and Butthead?
What?
Who would you cast as Beavis?
Oh, Jesus.
And Butthead.
I would catch, what was it? Benicio del Cumberbatcho or whatever his name
as Beavis.
No, it's Butthead, Beavis? Dude. Benedict oh, yeah, Cumberbun. He's fucking great as Butthead. He looks like Butthead.
Who I see it. As, who, yeah, I see it too. What about Beavis?
Aaron Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
That might be his perfect role.
Okay. What about Hank Hill?
Hank Hill wasn't in Beavis and Butthead.
Was he not? Was he?
No, it was.
Sure?
What show was he on?
Yes, he fucking was.
Yes,
no,
he
King of the Hill.
No,
King of the Hill. Was
that's
Hank
where
Hill.
He got started. Was on Beavis and Butthead.
No,
where
it was Beavis the old man version.
Motherfucker.
It was...
That's where the inspiration for the character came by when he was. They went by his house all the time to like mow
it's
the goddamn
It's the same
lawn.
Fucking
it's
voice.
The same
too.
Guy.
I mean, it is. I mean, yeah, that's what that's... I'm saying. Of, but I'm saying who
it's
would
not the same character.
But you know who I meant. God damn it.
Oh, fuck, what's his name now? You assholes made me forget.
What about Daria?
Yes, and bring back, what's her name? The chick that was just in the wedding movie that just happened over the weekend.
Yeah, that one.
From Parks and Rec?
What?
What?
Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah. Yeah, she'd be a good Dory. I mean,
chat says Matthew McConaughey is Beavis.
All right.
I used to do a really good Beavis when I was a teenager.
Tom Anderson, it was Tom Anderson. Thank you, Link. Old man Anderson.
Star Wars Rebels could connect to future Star Wars movies. The Star Wars Rebels characters. Have you? So, I know Doug and I watched that show religiously, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. so. Doug, what, mm-hmm. how do you think they would connect?
How do I think?
How
they
do you
would
think
connect?
They're going to connect? Do you think that Ezra is obviously he doesn't survive? We know that.
Ezra's the old man at the beginning of episode 7.
Holy who, shit!
Who can be better than
Fuck
Ezra?
Fuck you,
though?
Doug. Oh my god, that would be so awesome.
It would be impractical because it's only been 40. Or 30 years.
That's true. He'd only be, yeah,
was like
he'd be
80.
Like 50. Yeah, okay. But that would be amazing. Take away the time.
No. There's a number of people that they could introduce. And maybe it doesn't necessarily have to even be in one of these movies, because there's a lot of that where it's like, who could these people possibly be? Or like, how could these people connect in this? Because there's even talks that Mace Windu's alive. But this motherfucker would be 80 plus years old at this point
mm-hmm.
if he didn't die in episode 3.
Yeah, for real.
But I don't know. Cause part of the reason they're saying this is that there's a character in Rogue One, Saw Gerrera, played by Forrest Whitaker, who is a character from the Clone Wars, from the Clone Wars TV show. Mm-hmm. So they've already connected that way. Like maybe you would bring in one of the like an Imperial character, like what's that dude's name? What's that asshole's name?
The guy that's always after him. Yeah. I forgot his name now.
Callus or something?
Callus?
I forgot this fucking name. Anyways, I know who you're talking about. I think our listeners know too.
Debbie says Sabine could survive. Sabine could. I feel like anyone that's younger in the story, like Sabine or Ezra, could survive because they're young. But also, we don't know how long. Zeb's race lives, right? Because like mm-hmm. Chewie's like 200 years old when we first see him.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know. There's a number of ways I could do it. I don't know which character I'd rather see in the movie because I feel I don't know. Like, how do you? They'd have to be old. I almost feel like it'd have to be a CG character.
No, why not? Why CG?
I don't know.
They could totally cast Ezra or somebody. I mean, obviously you don't have to have them look like that. Just give them a couple scars on the cheek and you're good to go.
Yeah, like they did with Forrest Whitaker. I mean, because it was like a young black man in that show and like, so it just looks like he's older, obviously. I don't know. because this takes place in the like 3 years before A New Hope.
Yeah.
So, and these kids, like Ezra and stuff, they're about Luke's age. So you got to think that when in episode 8, or if they were to show up then, they would be about the same age as Luke. So they would be in their like 60s.
Maybe he doesn't even survive past the episode fucking 3 or 4.
I mean, they could be in Rogue One.
They could be. Maybe, how sweet and maybe would that that's be? Maybe that's when they die, and maybe, oh my god, you know how amazing that would be for Ezra to be one of the only Jedi left, and that's and he that's how he meets his demise is in Rogue One.
I mean, there's supposed to be scenes that we're going to see like Vader be Vader and Vader hunt down Jedi and stuff. I mean, I don't feel like they would do that right in the middle of their third season of this show.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know. Debbie asked, does Ahsoka survive? She survived last season, but
Circa
no.
Survive?
Circus life?
Circus. I don't know. She either. Doesn't in the end.
Yeah, in the end. No one does spoiler in the end. Alert.
She dies eventually. He eventually kills all the Jedi, except for two.
Yeah. Okay, let's get on to some gaming news here real quick.
Yes!
Kevin's so done with that story.
You fucking Star Wars or Star Trek nerds. I'm finally
It was Agent Kallus. That's the name of the Imperial guy. So I was right. So fuck you, Kev. You laughing at his name, making me second guess myself. Piece of Kallus. Shit.
It was really I don't know how anybody hasn't heard about this fucking story. So there's two douchebags called Trevor Martin. And what's the other guy's name?
I don't know. Piece of shit, McGee.
McGee.
I have no idea.
Martin. Oh, man. I had his name and everything. Okay. Tom Castle.
Tom Anderson.
So Trevor Martin goes by Timmer Tin, and Tom goes by Pro Syndicate. They're big YouTubers. They scammed everybody by... They were big CSGO streamers, and they went onto this website called CSGO Lotto. They started winning. They started winning a lot of money, and they were putting it on their YouTube page saying, oh my God, this is so amazing. I can't believe I keep winning. You should try this out, blah, 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 blah. Well, come to find out, they own the fucking site, and they never disclosed this information to their users. They got found out, and then Trevor Martin posted a video addressing it and saying, it's been a matter of public records since the company was first organized. I am sorry that each one of you who felt I didn't make that clear. So he thought that if you didn't go to the public records, then it's your fault. But anytime you have a promotion or you're promoting something and you own it, or you're being what's it called when you get signed to it?
Affiliate?
Yeah, an affiliate. You have to disclose that information, and they never did. And so now they're in big fucking trouble. So Trevor Martin came out with another video that says, I'm sorry, but he didn't really apologize. And then he deleted the video and now says, I cannot speak about this matter. Because now they're being fucking sued by everybody.
Yeah, because their lawyer went, shut the fuck up, Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor.
Trevor.
So these assholes rigged their own wins. I can't say they did, but it can definitely... It could have definitely happened because they have the access to the back end, right? Like, they run the fucking shit. So it could have been fabricated. And so they made a ton of money. What doesn't make any sense is that they are millions of views on YouTube. They're already making a ton of cash. To go behind the back and just try to make even more and be dishonest about it, that's what makes you a piece of shit in my book.
Well, yeah. I mean, money never sleeps, baby.
Velvet?
Yeah, what's up, baby? I was on, you said gambling sites, and I've been on a couple of them, you know, doing my thing.
So this has gotten a big, so the FTC is getting involved. Lawyers are getting involved. I hope they get everything that's coming to them. I hope so.
Hey, I would like to disclose real quick that we work for Audio Boom. We don't own them, but they are going to start paying us to run ads, so do be prepared for that.
They'll hear
you
those, though.
Doobie.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
a couple weeks ago, or maybe even last week, we talked about G2A being kind of shady about where they get their keys, but they're putting things into place to make it harder for scammers to sell them shady game codes. So hopefully in the future, I think that maybe the prices go up on G2A, because how do you not when you have to get them legitimately, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's hope that CD keys never gets found out.
I'm sorry? Maybe if you stop putting them on blast.
Okay, last week...
We're talking about CDBs. Yeah, CDBs.com. CDBs.
There's a picture of Nick Cage there from Wicker Man.
Yeah,
not the bees!
And it says CDBs, and it's him with his eyes open, like, pointing. CDBs?
And you can actually buy those bees that he had on him. It's just an auction site for all the bees.
It's been a year. I think bees only live like 1 year.
Yeah, Kevin, but you can fucking keep them all, like, you know, you put them in some honey and then you let it harden and then you send them off.
This isn't fucking Jurassic Park, motherfucker.
You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Prove it.
All right, hold
on. I'm actually going to see if...
Stop giving your ideas. Jurassic World is listening again.
Go down.
They're going to make fucking Jurassic bees.
Hold on. I'm looking to see. CDs bees.
Search. This is not going to be a good search for you. This is not going to be a good search.
Oh, that shit is available, my man.
Get it.
Oh, CDsBees.com available for $11.99.
Somebody get it. $11.99?
Worth it.
$11.99, and then send that shit, like, redirect it to us.
Redirect it. Well, like I said, we'll just have the Nick Cage video playing.
Yeah.
Not the bees.
Yeah, that shit is available. That's amazing.
Well, I mean, come on.
Last week we talked about the Japanese man who got number one in his Steam rank.
Yeah, I feel like we just talked and now we're going to talk about it again.
No. There's someone who's outdone him.
No, I know. That's why we're having to talk about it again.
Yeah, some guy spent $13,000 to get the highest Steam level. What kind of fucking disposable income do you have that you're going
to
spend?
Because we'd like to know. Come to 8bitgeek.com. Buy some t-shirts.
Okay, and here's the fucked up part. He didn't even buy video games.
No, he bought it all cards.
Yeah, he bought all cards in $13,000. Card packs. Fuck.
Yeah. I don't... There's no monetary benefit to this.
There's none. Just to say that you're number one. It makes no sense.
Yeah, and for something that literally the dude who owns the... like already or had the level for years before you is going to surpass you because that dude bought games and he's going to play games and he's going to get... shit, and he's gonna end up passing this guy, like, because he's only like two points ahead of him, mm-hmm. or some shit.
Two levels.
So like, yeah, the way to waste $13,000 that you're gonna lose real soon, my man.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's fucking insane. But again, if you're listening and you're looking at something to throw some money at that won't get you anything, you can throw it our way.
We will give you Steam points.
Yeah, we'll give you Steam points. Listen, we
you
only
get
need
8-bit levels. You'll raise up in the 8-bit levels.
If you just want to throw over $4,048.94, we'd really appreciate it.
You will actually be labeled as the number one 8-bit donator. So there you go. You'll get that.
And we'll send you a bunch of cards. So
yeah, we'll send you... I got a whole bunch of Pokemon cards in the desk that you can have.
We'll send you Pokemon cards, Magic cards. Mm-hmm. We'll go down to the Vegas Strip and get those weird stripper cards.
Ooh, those ones you can make them pop.
Yeah. If you have ever been to Las Vegas, I said New Vegas. If you've ever been to Las Vegas, it's the most funniest thing walking down the Strip. And yeah, just dudes don't say a word to you. They're sitting there slapping cards like that. They're just giving out like stripper cards to everybody.
It's
it was
amazing.
Fun. Like, collect the whole collection. They have numbers on them, and on the back of them they form one big puzzle of a boob.
Of just a boob?
Just a boob. And a phone number. So if you want to see the rest, just dial that number.
Oh, jeez. That's not a stripper, Kev. That's a call girl.
Yeah, that's a you get sex.
Yeah, that's still legal in Vegas. I remember that. I got
Hold on, what? I want to hear the rest of that sentence.
Oh, I got propositioned once. It was hilarious. Oh, waiting for the elevator.
Yeah, no, I got one once.
Oh, I got there was a
my
lot.
My wife ordered me one once.
No, this is back serious? In 2008.
Tell us that story, Doug.
No, I was saying what Kev was saying. I was
go on.
Kev, tell your story then. You really got propositioned by one?
Yeah, it was 2008. It was the GameStop manager conference in Vegas. Yes. And we were sitting there waiting for the elevator, and this like cougar comes up to me.
Go deeper.
And she's like, you having a good time here in Vegas?
And you were like, yeah.
And she's like, yeah. And
you're having like, a good time here in Vegas.
Having a good time here in Vegas?
God.
It was so nonchalant. And then she was like, oh, yeah, do you have a hotel room here? I'm like, oh, yeah, I do. She's like, you want to go upstairs and have some fun? I'm like, no, I'm good. She's like, all right, honey, have a good night. And just walked away.
You want to have some fun?
And the best part is it was a nerd moment because this dude came up to me afterwards. He's like, did you just get propositioned? Awesome!
And then you slapped hands and then
we did and we missed. And then like it's when like an 80s freeze frame and like showed some credits.
And then you took him back up to your room.
Oh, yeah. No, because he was free.
A lot of fun.
We played Nintendo 64. We went up there and had some Cheetos.
And then we fucked.
Oh. Oh.
High-fived with our wieners.
I bet you can't play this game with your dick.
You got to line up the scrotum.
Oh, my God. No. Microsoft has edited its Play Anywhere promise. So they came out with this whole initiative where you can play all their first-party games across platforms, but that's not the case anymore. In the middle of the night, while no one was looking, they went to their blog and edited it. And they went back on their promise. So now we're going to get select games instead of all the games.
Probably because they couldn't pull it off on some of them. Or some of them just aren't coming to PC.
But they're still, like, most of them are still coming, so I'm not mad at it. So I'm still getting Crackdown 3. I'm still getting Forza. The only ones that they haven't promised are Halo 6 and...
like Gears of War 4?
No, that's coming.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the... So I don't know why they're holding back on a couple of these big titles, but to sell consoles, I guess. Let's see. There's a rumor out there that Nintendo is looking to build hardware controls for the iPhone and iPad. And after the success of Pokemon Go, you fucking better believe it'll happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
God damn. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Pokemon Go and how the whole world is into this shit. If you don't
know,
what
is it?
Pokemon Go?
I haven't heard of it.
Well, let me explain what it is. It's a game that you load up. It's an AR game, augmented reality, geocaching, if you will. And so you go to spots and you find your Pokemon, you shoot your Pokeball at it, you catch them, you can go and play with other people and battle yours and stuff like that. The whole goddamn world is infatuated with it. There's already been armed robberies. The hospitals have said, don't come in here to catch your Pokeballs. I'm giving real quick updates here because I think everybody knows about this shit by now. There's a girl
police stations tweeting out, don't come in our police station.
There's been a girl who's found a dead body because of it. And then the numbers are, they've already surpassed Snapchat and What's Cooking app, whatever the hell that is, Say What app. And they're poised in the next couple days to, the user base is going to beat out Twitter.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's in fucking sane.
There is a couple points. There's a park across the street from my work. And there was like, I want to say at one point, about 15 to 20 people just hanging out in like the little enclosed area. And people were doing the lures. So whoever's there, you know, gets like extra Pokemon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's legit. Like everyone, there was cars. This is the part that makes it creepy looking. And I am guilty of this as well. When cars just randomly park just so they can hit like a point. Mm-hmm. And then once they're done doing it, they'll just take off. But it's just weird having cars like roll up and then do something and then just pull away, you know?
This is, so there's great points to this game. The greatest aspect of this is that people are coming together in a way that they wouldn't as human beings, like getting together and doing things together. Who would have thought that you could do that? So this game is doing that. It's bringing people, strangers, together and hanging out in public places and getting people to exercise, and which is great. So the negative is that I think that Nintendo is not going to act on this, which makes me really sad. This proves that, without a shadow of a doubt, that mobile is where they need to release their big games. And I really hope that they do come out with the hardware controllers for these systems to make them work. You know, I would buy it in a heartbeat. If they made mobile devices their next Nintendo DS series, totally fine with it. Release the games. I'm buying them with a controller or even with a fucking touchscreen. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But they're so fucking hard-headed. But they've increased their market value by like $7 billion in a week from this game coming out.
Their stock has jumped. And one thing we were going to say, Zach in chat, Hi Def Demon, also brought up a good point. It's nice when their servers work.
Well, that's something that I don't think they expected this to happen. So obviously they have to scale their servers, and they're in the process of doing that. And there's been some bugs, so they have to fix that with an update. So there's a lot of changes coming for it and everything. Doug brings up a good point. Will it last longer than 2 weeks?
We'll see. Yeah. But think about it this way too. The game is kind of running one server is running two games here, because you're also getting Ingress, which basically Pokemon Go is a Nintendo version of Ingress. And so they're using the same exact checkpoints. They're using all of those. So I can see why the servers are going down. But as Andrew Psylocke would say, like, he's been playing Ingress for all this time. He said the servers have been shit the whole time. So hopefully this is a sign, though, that now that they've got Pokemon and they've got the world's attention, that they upgrade those servers ASAP.
The thing with the difference between Ingress and this is that this is actually making money. It's shot up to the number one position in the App Store. It's making just so much fucking money right now. So they'll have the cash as soon as they get their first check from iTunes, from Apple, and from Android. Android, I'm sure it's making a lot of money, but the news is you know, they've been talking about the Apple side of it. So they'll scale, they'll do whatever it takes, but you know, will it last? That remains to be seen.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna have to do some instead of just, I don't know, there has to be something new to grab people to continue to do it, because there is that, like, cool, let's go catch Pokemon, and like you walk around and you find some, and then you're like, okay, cool, now what?
Once again, I mean, High Def in chat said, you know, it's not much depth right now, but once trades and battles come, then it's going to be really good, of course.
That's what's going to make it fun. It'll be the battles and stuff.
I thought battles was already out, because you can go to an arena.
You can go to a gym. You can only, it's like talking about like battling us. Like, say I challenge one of you guys to a battle and we could do it right now, as opposed to having to go to a gym and just basically try to take over that gym.
I see.
Yeah.
There's some big fucking characters in the gyms already. Like, yeah, I was looking insane. And I was just like, ooh, shit. There is a darker side to this app. I brought it up today. It makes me very weary of using it. So I know why it's happening now, because I looked a little bit more into it. Ingress was purchased by Google. It is a Google company now. So Ingress is the ones who made this game. They were purchased by Google. They spun it off into their own company, but it's still owned by Google. They when you sign up, most games or most services only ask for basic information if you're going to use their account. This one has full access to everything. It has access to read your emails, to send emails, to read your passwords, your past passwords, like everything on your Google account it gives 100% access to and controlment of. So technically, They could do whatever they want with your information. And there is a line in the agreement that says that we can sell your information, blah, 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 blah. So that is kind of like, it makes me not want to play the game because of that. But I'm more of a, I like my privacy. That's one reason why I have the Apple phone. I know most people will argue that the Google is just fine, but I don't know. I know, Kevin, you don't care.
The thing is, I lead a pretty mundane life. I could care less about my privacy being out there. I mean, basically hundreds of thousands of people have seen me in my underwear. I don't think you can really get less personal than that, or more personal than that. So, I mean, I just, I'm not really worried about
until your penis shows up on the internet.
Yeah.
Ooh, hackers, ding, ding, they're going to be like, they're going to be like, oh, turn on his webcam or his Xbox One cam. And then they're like, oh, there he is.
And you know what I do? I cover them because they come with little caps. And I put those little caps on there when I'm done with them because I just like to keep it clean and dust free. But also, you know, in case Big Brother ever wants to see me or Big Sister, if you're into that kind of thing.
All right. We got one more story here.
Pull it. Another funny thing about this Pokemon thing, and I think it's the funniest of all, is the Westboro Baptist Church is waging a war on Clefairy in Pokemon Go.
Oh, because he's there, because that Pokemon showed up at their church, right?
Yes. So basically, people started trolling in Topeka, Kansas. You can go up to the Westboro Church, and the best part about that is across the street is a house painted like a rainbow. Somebody bought that house, and they made it a... I believe LGBT, like basically not halfway house, but somewhere to go for, you know, people who have been kicked out of their houses, which is amazing because it's right across the street from the most hateful motherfuckers on earth. And their point, they actually have like an Ingress checkpoint. So I think it's actually like a Pokemon gym in Pokemon Go. So people go there and Clefairy or whatever won the gym. So now like, basically Westboro Baptist Church as usual is butthurt over something and they've waged war on it.
I think the name of it is like Love is Love or something like that. I think I saw that in the picture, like the one that's in...
Now all the Westboro Baptist members download Pokemon Go and now they're battling the fairy?
We need to take that fairy
out. Get that fairy out of here.
It's funny because fairy can mean a number of things for them.
Exactly, especially for them. Yeah.
Real quick before we jump to the next story, I know you really want to get to it. Jundar just donated $20, so thank you, Jundar. We love you so much.
Awesome, Jundar. Thank you,
buddy.
All right, Doug, take off your shirt.
Take off your shirt, Doug.
No, that shit's $25, my friends.
No, okay, we'll take four shots.
I will take four shots.
Right there now.
You said you would.
I'm not gonna do all of them. I'm gonna spread them out just a little bit.
Well, do double shots.
Like that?
Let me see. Yeah, that's a double shot.
That's not a double shot. That is kind of a single,
isn't it?
I don't know. That's
kind of
that's
a two, lot.
It's two fingers.
Yeah, we'll say just do two of those and you're covered.
Oh, you guys had to put this story at the end.
Oh, this one is dedicated to you, Kevin. That's why.
I'll eat crow.
We warned Kevin at the beginning. Well, I did warn Kevin at the beginning. I said, don't buy this game, Kevin. And he was like, no, I want to support him. It's going to be awesome. It's great.
I can't wait to play this game.
Yeah, we're talking about Battleborn. We went to the launch party. It was great. We went as guests of Gearbox. It was good. Kevin got caught up in the moment. He got swayed. He got, essentially, I'm surprised he didn't go upstairs with the hooker because I've seen this man now get swindled by Battleborn and by an Allstate agent.
I gave her fake info.
But you still talked to her for like 30
and
minutes.
It was State Farm, okay? I have a sweet USB drive thing.
It's like 2 megabytes.
No. It's a USB hub. So it's got spots for 4 USBs. See?
That thing's going to break the first time you use it.
Oh, yeah. The hex. Oh. What? We'll talk about that after this.
The fuck are you guys? Can we? Hey, focus right here. Give me your eyes.
You're the one saying focus. Fuck off. Well, we're the ones who just took shots.
I just did a shot.
So the game on PC is dying rapidly. It peaked at 641 players in the past 24 hours.
It sucks because it's a fun game. Just no one gives it a chance, and that's it is what it is. I've had this conversation with Zach. I've had this everyone. For some, I guess I must have really put it on blast when I was like, this game's amazing. Because every time something bad in that game happens, it's like they just post it to my wall and they're like, sucks to be you, motherfucker. Like, I have some stake in Gearbox.
You do. You bought the game. You're a shareholder now.
Yeah, I guess so. I wish. Put me in some Gearbox share. Give me some shares.
Kev, I got some bad news. You saw it in chat. Doug and I are going up to tour the new offices and we're going to go up to have coffee at their new restaurant. And then we're also going to go to the video game museum in Dallas.
Yep.
Sojelly.com.
I wish you could go.
I wish I can go too. Jesse can take you guys or what?
Yeah.
Jesse, shout out to Jesse. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, Jesse, amazing. The invisible CEO of 8-Bit Geek, or yes. Whatever it was. What was yeah. it? What did we name him?
He was the...
Yeah.
It wasn't invisible CEO. There he is.
It was something like that.
Behind the scenes CEO or right something there. Like that.
That's the employee of the month at Gearbox.
Oh, shit.
That was more than a shot that I drank, by the way.
He didn't get employee of the month. Shut the fuck up.
He got the employee of the month in my eyes.
Oh, well, yeah, that's more important than actually being it. Mm-hmm.
That just looked creepy because I just kept zooming in on Jesse's face.
Okay, what did you guys want to talk about before we go?
What do you mean? What do we want to talk about?
You said we'll get to that.
Oh, no, we were
talking
about... Okay, so do you guys remember... Did I ever show you Pony Island?
No.
Remember, that was the game that starts off all, like, cheery and stuff, and it gets really dark? Well, those guys came out with a new game called
The Hex. Oh, fuck that game. I watched you play that game. I remember this now.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
No! We both were like, what the fuck is going on? Doug and I both watched you.
That's the best part. But they just announced a new game called The Hex. Daniel Mullins is the developer, and he pretty much does this. I don't know if it's his whole, just by himself, but it is awesome. And The Hex looks amazing. I don't know. Go ahead and check that out. It's going to launch in like early 2017, but the trailer for it looks really fun.
Well, we're going to forget about it by then.
I still haven't forgot about Cuphead, and that's coming out like when Half-Life 3 comes out.
That's true. This is very true. Awesome. Okay, everybody, that's our show. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you didn't, what the fuck are you still doing here?
Then rewind and listen to it again.
Yeah, then try. Just go back to the beginning and try again. We'll wait.
Actually, listen to our Patreon. I mean, if you're a Patreon listener, make sure you check out our pre-show this week. It was actually pretty funny.
All of them are.
They're never really that funny, but this one is.
Shut the fuck up, Doug. Yeah. Or Kevin.
Shut the fuck up, Doug Kevin.
You know what we should also do for our patrons? Like, they need to hear, in case they don't go, maybe we'll release it afterwards, but the We Talk Games episode, like, we've got to share that with them. Like, that shit was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. After August 1st, if you don't go listen to that, then you need to come over, and we'll put it on our Patreon.
Yeah, but make sure you go check out our Patreon. I know we talked about at the very beginning of the show. We're going to talk about it again just real quick. A lot of great rewards. We just added the Street Team for $25 an episode, I think it is. Which you can cap that at $25 a month. Also, you can put a monthly cap on it. Mm-hmm. That gets you onto the Street Team. We send you a shirt and some flyers and buttons and stickers and all the fun shit to hand out and get people to listen to our show. And also
put it out there. Go check out our other shows. We do have an expanding network.
That's what I was going to say next.
We want to give a shout out. We go listen to Blueberry Tarts. Branberry Tarts. Go listen to them. You can also listen to Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives. You can also listen to 8-Bit Legends. And we have more shows coming out. We have just awesome content. If you like what we do, you're going to love what they do because they do it better than us. So. You see what I did there? I'm part of one of those. I raised up the people.
I'm part of one of them also. Yeah. I love our other shows. Definitely go check them out. There's some. If this isn't your cup of tea, maybe one of them will be, and so on and so forth.
Something also, for everyone on the 8-Bit Geek Network.
It's Brainberry Tarts, and you can currently find that one under 8-Bit Bits until it gets its own channel. We're kind of testing the waters with that one. That is Deb and Rain.
They're doing big numbers, though. People are loving them.
Yeah,
that's true. What else? Is that it?
Helping our
Patreon directly helps those shows. Yeah. So if you do like the shows,
thanks to all of our Patreons.
And we would like to thank them right now. And we've got Mike, who I believe is Jundar. Mm-hmm. Jundar, I think, upped his donation today.
Yeah,
thank you.
I think he's gonna hit that Street Team. Fuck yeah. Ed, Ryan, Ants, Nick, and Mike and Brutal Moose and ourselves and all the people that pay. Thank you so much for supporting the show. We love you all, and we couldn't do it without you.
Seriously. It's really fucking rad.
Yeah. To have you guys believe in what we're doing and trust us to do it with your money is pretty special. And so, you know, we don't take that lightly. We make sure that everything goes to a good cause, and we use it wisely. So, thank you. That is our show for the week. I'd like to thank both Kevin and Doug for always being there for me.
Aww.
You guys, I love you. I love you.
You're welcome.
Say it back.
Meh.
Listen, we may be moving a little too quick here. Like, I'm just not quite, like, I like you a lot, Jer. I do. I like you a lot, but I'm just not sure that I'm on the pace to say that to you yet. Maybe one day, right? I like hanging out with you.
Right.
I like spending time with you. But like, I feel like maybe we're just not on the same page yet.
But I do. But you wanted to be in my wedding. You love me.
That's all pillow talk, baby.
Yeah. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And until next week, make sure your noodles are soft.